The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor and co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Good. And we're here with Pat Kelly, who is a specialist with windows and window installation, and he's been doing window sales since 1989. Good morning.
How are you?
We're going to talk about windows again.
Okay, let's do it.
We did it last week. We're going to do it this week. Thanks for coming back with us.
You're welcome.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, selling real estate for over 40 years. During the week,
feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. If you'd like to suggest a topic, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. And also don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, good morning again, Pat. Pat Kelly, who is an expert window installer. Since 1989, you have been in sales and window installation.
Yes, I have been.
Okay, so you're the pro.
And I hope
you,
so.
And you know all about window installation, and your product is a vinyl window.
I usually do vinyl. That is what I'm geared for, yes.
Okay, but there are different types of windows out there, like we talked about last week. And so this week, I thought about starting off our conversation with debunking some moisture myths. What do you find out there that a lot of people think about that may be wrong or a misconception, okay. Please?
You're right. Moisture is the biggest misunderstanding of vinyl windows. Most people say you put a vinyl window in your house and your moisture problems are over. The truth is, all vinyl windows are made in the same factory, let's say. They all perform the same. When they get in the house, what's different is the house. We have people who make a lot of pasta and boil water morning till night without ventilating properly. That moisture in the air will cling to the coldest part of any wall, which will be the glass. Even though it is insulated, it's still cooler than an insulated wall. So you have moisture. Showers. Let that shower air moisture go out through the vent or through the window. Keep the door shut at all times when you're using the bathroom. Don't let moisture get into the main house where it will cling to everything that is on an outside wall that's cold, which is a window. So people will install a new window and a week later call me and say, they are damp. There's moisture on them. What's going on? And I go through what I just explained to you. Lessen the moisture in your house and it will you have a much better chance of having a good, clear window with no moisture.
So the window where it's a little wet in the corner, it's got a couple of little droplets of moisture in the corner of the window, that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. It's just the humidity in the house is condensing on the window.
Sure. If you have a wet basement that takes water, that water from the basement will actually come up and cling to those walls. There's many ways for this water to get onto that window, and my job at this point is when someone has a question about it is to how to educate them onto how to dry your interior air of your house.
Okay. So the window is not defective, and that's what people jump to the conclusion that they have a defective window.
Yes, their idea of buying a vinyl window is that's the end of the moisture, and it's not true because of what they do.
Right.
And they don't realize it's themselves.
Now, this is the moisture on the inside,
yes.
Pane of, so you can actually put your finger to the window and you can run it through the moisture.
Yes.
Okay.
Another problem with vinyl windows would be, it's very rare, but sometimes you get a failed insulated glass unit, which is the double pane glass The seal between those two glasses fails, usually because of, in the production process, maybe a glass cutter that's not sharp or the wrong temperature at the time of glass cutting and sealing, the seal will fail. Moisture can enter between the two pieces of glass. It will evaporate out, but it leaves a white colored residue, which is actually calcium from the water, minerals from the water that cannot escape.
That's exactly what I just wanted to ask you. It was about these seals. So do seals wear over time, or is this something that comes like out of the warehouse, like you just said? Is it something that's from the start, or does it eventually happen over time?
It can be from the start with imperfect, when they assemble the window.
Like a defective window.
Yes. It can be from people when you tilt the window in to clean it and you twist the window.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, at that point, you can break the seal.
Yeah, sure.
I never thought about that.
No.
You know, people taking it, it's not straight, and it's a little cockeyed, and they take it, and they turn it in, they break the seal.
Yes. Okay. Generally, the production failure, you know, like I said before, anything that happens wrong at production will show up within 1 year of the window's life. Anything after that would be probably the person twisting the window or a little rock hitting the window or something like that.
Okay. And do seals wear out over time?
Part of the warranty is the seal on that window, and they're usually 12 years. The manufacturer just doesn't want to say life. But once you hit over 1 year without any abuse or any anything that you would do to create the failure, they usually last 15 to 40 years with no problem at all. They don't just go at a certain date.
Okay. All right. And what else? Anything else on the moisture myths?
Skylights create moisture because they are up high where more moisture will go. And usually they're in a bathroom or an area that's not properly ventilated with a bathtub under it. And that's another moisture problem that can happen along with a bad seal around this window, around this skylight window from the roof.
If the flashing was done improperly.
Yeah, if it's not done right, you're going to see lines coming down and drip evidence around it, where a moisture would be a more of an uneven line that doesn't make it to the moldings, okay? There's ways of determining where the water is coming from, but that's another point of
moisture difficulties that may occur as a result of having a skylight. Now, I often go into homes with skylights, and I find they tend to be more problematic than not. Is that correct?
I agree, Jackie. The reason being that they're tied into a roof seal. You have a roof always right around them, and flashings can be a problem. Amateur installation, many little items can come together to cause a failure of a skylight. Other than the window itself.
Usually I see the from the inside, the moisture on the trim, or like you were just talking about, the moisture between within the window itself,
yes.
In the window.
Yeah, skylights, remember, roofs get old. Now we start blaming the roof for the water intrusion.
And it could be, like you said, it could be, and someone has to be Sherlock Holmes to figure it all out,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, my uncle had one in his bathroom. He had this big, beautiful bathroom and a long skylight, and he had nothing but problems with it. It was always stained. The guy was always coming. He had lots of problems with it.
Yeah, could have been installed wrong.
Could have been installed wrong, plus it's in the bathroom with the temperature difference.
Right.
You're steaming it up
again,
in there.
Yeah,
right?
Creating moisture.
Nice and humid. Yes. And then where's it going to go? To the coldest spot, which is the skylight.
Yes.
Right. And it stains the ceiling. It's the frame of the window gets all rotted out and it looks terrible.
It did look terrible.
It's hard to cover moisture stains.
Right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And we're discussing windows with Pat Kelly, who is a professional window installer, has been installing windows since 1989. Okay, so your vinyl windows, are they easy to clean?
Sure, the top and lower sash tilt in. You'll find some vinyl windows that only the lower sash. That's one way of cost cutting. It's called a single hung. Most windows sold are a double hung. The top and lower sash tilt in, clean them, click them back in place, shut the window up, and move on to the next one. I'm talking 3 to 5 minutes and no damage to your knuckles or hands.
And be careful not to twist the window so you don't break
the
seal.
Exactly. Listen to the installer's instructions on how to tilt them in. That should always remain horizontal, because that sash can actually come out and hurt you. It can fall on your foot.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You really have to listen and practice. You know, the installer can show you it, and he does it 1,000 times. It looks easy. You should do it in front of him. Okay.
Good advice. Yes, great advice.
That's right. Does your installer show you how to clean the windows? Pat will.
That's right.
The Pat K, not Pat me. No.
Pat Kelly.
Pat Kelly, not Pat DeVent.
The professional window installer. Okay, how about Pat D? Before we head towards the break, would you please review a listing?
Yes. We have 27 beautiful acres for sale on Route 347 in Scott Township for only $159,000. This is in the Lakeland School District. This land is secluded behind houses. It is partially cleared and also surrounded by trees for privacy. This land is mostly flat and is perfect setting if you're thinking of building your dream home. So if you're tired of having neighbors, this might just be what you've been looking for. This property also has a gas lease, but it expires in July of 2013. So that's what we have. We have 27 acres of land in Scott Township off Route 347 for only $159,000, and that's listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Okay, thank you, Pat. And I have an article, Forever and Ever Suburban Homes Back in Style. This is from Inman News. What's out and what's in? House in the suburbs. Housing trends come and go, just as in fashion. One day you're in, the next day you're out. So take the formal dining room. Once a mainstay in every American home, they are now disappearing. Parlors are gone too. Details some buyers once insisted they couldn't live without are getting the axe as well. And that's built-in TVs, intercom systems, and European-style pull-out pantries. So what's in for 2013? The number one most important trend of 2013 will be the flexible home. That means dens and libraries must also be able to convert into nurseries and guest rooms. Playrooms and other open space areas should have the potential to be closed off with like French doors, like my office.
Yeah, like your office. So you think paneling is coming back anytime soon?
It doesn't say that. And those remodeling or building new may want to consider making half baths whole. Every square inch of today's smaller homes must be usable. Wasted space is not a turn-on for buyers today. The number two trend falls in line with this, and that's flexibility. Guest suites, families are doubling up again. Grandparents with their kids. College-age young adults are moving back in with their parents. These buyers are seeking functional, multi-generational homes. They don't just want a long hallway with multiple bedrooms. They want separate entrances, separate parking areas, small kitchenette, and sometimes they want a completely separate basement apartment. Number three is accessibility. In the past, buyers were expected to hold on to homes for 5 to 10 years. Today's buyers are focusing on putting their money into their forever and ever home. And number four, and I think you two are going to agree with this, the garage. Statistics show buyers are looking for bigger garages, 3 and 4 bay garages. And that's not necessarily to make room for more vehicles either. It's a man cave. It's a wood shop. It's a workout room and storage.
Place to put your classic car.
And shelving and things to store. So that's a very interesting article, wouldn't you say?
Very good.
Fascinating. We're headed towards a break. We'll be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jreddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11. 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Brady Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, if you have questions, we have answers. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And we have two Pats here today. We also have Pat Kelly, who is a window installer, professional window installer since 1989. Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
We're having an excellent discussion for 2 weeks in a row regarding windows and your vast amount of knowledge and experience with window installation. We thank you for that. Now, on the break, Pat D brought up an interesting point about the safety windows, the clips. When you have those clips and you can only
open the window 2 inches.
Right. Can someone break those clips from the outside?
They're engineered to be a safety feature also. Okay, they expect someone to maybe put a board or anything they can grab under that window and try to pry it open. And before those clips fail, it should crack the glass and create a lot of commotion, which makes it a safety item.
Excellent. Okay, so it's very hard to penetrate.
Yes.
All right. Good. Now, how do people go about making window selections? What do you keep in mind when making a window selection, please?
Well, let's say you're looking to buy a house full of windows. Your windows have failed. It's an older house with a bow window in the front. I always say, talk to the people about, do they open windows? Do they want more light coming in, more air coming in? Let's go, say, to the bow window. Some bow windows, all the sashes are sealed. You do not get any air movement through there. I'll recommend, more air movement if they want that. I'll recommend a different amount of windows, pieces of glass on that bow window. Instead of 5, maybe 4. You have more glass, less vinyl.
Okay? What's a bow window?
A bow window is an extended window. It can be a bay. An extended window can be a bay or a bow.
What's the difference?
A bay has a straight parallel window to you that's built out probably 12 to 15 inches.
Okay.
With an angled window on each side of
it.
All
right.
A bow is a complete arc of windows. So you can look up and down the street from your living room. Okay, you get, you can use it more. You can sit on it and read a book if you want on the little sill on the bottom of it. But the bow windows when replaced are pretty expensive because of the manufacturing of it. And I always recommend, too, if it's a money thing, we can change the bow to a straight window. Maybe 3 double-hung windows clipped together. Maybe what we call a quarter, half-quarter, which would be a casement window operating on the left and the right with a picture window in the middle.
Now, when you say casement, that's a rollout window,
correct? A casement window is like a door. Okay. Operates like a door with side hinges and a crank.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Then there's a slider window, which would slide left to right. Okay. Sometimes there's 2 operating on a slider. Sometimes there's 1 operating on a slider. The 2 are more desired because you can get air from either side, or take both sashes out and leave the screen installed and just get full air. Okay. There's awning windows, which are smart for attics and bathrooms because you generally ventilate those 2 rooms. And if you forget to close it and it's raining, you don't have to drive home.
Is that the one that you crank out?
Yeah, it cranks like a casement window, but the hinges are on the top.
Oh, the hinges are
on
the top.
And it goes out like an awning.
Okay, okay? It goes out.
So that the water can't come in.
Yeah, the water can't come in.
It protects like an awning. Uh-huh. Okay, and in the more ventilated rooms, bathroom and attic, which you should have as much ventilation as you can, I think it's a good idea to put them in those rooms. Okay?
Okay.
Keep the moisture out.
Yes. You know, when you buy a window, you can buy all different type glasses, different materials of glass. You can buy grid work, which are called muttons, that are installed in between the glass. When you clean a window, you clean one piece of glass on a modern window.
So those pieces of plastic, like when you look like the grid.
It's a frame. It looks like it's framed.
It looks like it's framed. It looks like there's like, say, 9 separate pieces of glass.
Yes, but they're in between glass and you never touch them vinyl replacement window.
So it's not like cleaning the glass on the French doors.
Exactly.
It's a lot
no
easier.
Little corners
no
to
little
get
corners to yeah. get. I like that.
And when I mention grids to some people to change the personality of the house, the first thing they say is, I don't want to clean in between those. And I go further and tell them just what I told you.
Well, years ago, that's how they made the windows, and they would be the little single pane, and you'd have to worry about those corners.
Yep.
Then they made them where they would pop in and out of the window, and so you could take them out and clean the window. But now they smartened up. When do they do that? And then put them between the panes, because that was an excellent idea.
Early on in the vinyl replacement window industry, I'd say 25 years ago, those clip-on, which was a good idea, were made earlier. And the vinyl in those days was damaged by the sun and became brittle. And they have become brittle, cracked. And
so now when you go to take them off, they just kind of
fall apart. Yeah, because they fall apart.
Just disintegrate in your hands. Okay.
And remember, we talked about glass last week, the low E, the high performance. And that's all options you should be ready to talk about with someone you're looking to buy windows from.
So when choosing windows, you pick the style and the type of window you want, and then you choose the glass.
Yes.
Okay. Is there another step 3 where you choose exterior and interior options? And if so, what are they?
They're color of the window. There's 3 colors to vinyl windows. White, Sahara brown, which is a tan type color, and a dark brown. You can pick 1 of 3. The industry has changed. That color used to be inside and out. Now all vinyl windows are white on the inside, and the color options are only on the outside.
Okay.
Okay.
What about enhancing windows with accessories and hardware? Is that popular?
Well, on the interior, I'm thinking 1%. Ask for a wood grain on the inside, and that's possible.
Okay.
They have a stick-on wood grain. It's not really wood. It comes in light and dark wood stain, so you can get it as close to your home wood, you know, the window framing wood, but not exact. Some people demand that, but they pay a price for it. It's probably 30% more.
That's special.
You know,
okay.
Just for that wood grain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's the look they want.
They got to pay for it.
Right.
Yep. And some people can't be swayed. I think a white vinyl window, which is a common window put in, will actually enhance the look of your woodwork on the inside because it's so clean and the corners are so sharp and neat. It just makes your wood look better. But it's not always easy to get that point across.
Jackie, you were selling a house. You said you swear it sold just because the windows were
absolutely
so nice.
Absolutely. That's my feeling. The windows were beautiful. And the owner made it a point to clean every window. It was sparkling. Mm-hmm. And when you walked in the house, it was just amazing. And the presentation was terrific.
They were probably installed properly, too. That's why they looked good.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. What about, do you have to replace the current style of your window with that type of window, that replacement window? Or can you do something totally different?
Yeah, good point. You can. A lot of times an air conditioner comes into play here. People have sliding windows and they can't put an over-the-counter air conditioner in that window without some carpentry.
Right, or they have a casement window. They can't get the air conditioner into it.
The opening of these windows is the most important thing. If you have a tall enough window where this slider is, you can probably put a double-hung window in there. The difference between the height and the width should be less than 11 inches. If it is, you can't put the double hung window in. If it's more than 11 inches on the width to the height, measurement, you can usually put a double hung window, which will easily take an air conditioner, a window air conditioner.
Yes, they are the most air conditioner friendly.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And the double hung are the ones that move up and down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Sometimes I see, actually, I know of an apartment where people had to take the window out to get the air conditioner in, and then they had to fabricate this piece of clunky looking wood around it, and it looked absolutely horrible.
And another thing we didn't mention yet is screens. You can buy a half screen, full screen, no screen. I always recommend half screen because it functions. You can open it up, you know.
You can yell at the neighbor?
You can yell at the neighbor. You can feed the birds.
Why do people choose full screens? And from my understanding, they're more expensive. I never understood that. Why are they more expensive, and why do people choose full screens?
They're more expensive because there's more material there.
Okay.
And the people that choose full screens, well, I can see one reason for it. Ventilating a room without an exhaust fan, let's say a bathroom.
Okay.
If you pull that top sash down, you are protected from bees and bugs and whatever.
Uh-huh.
A half screen,
you can't do that.
If you push that up to the top and open that top sash, there is an opening. And bugs can get in.
Right. Okay. All right. I needed that explained to me.
I guess that's it.
Now, there's all different types of screens, too, like you said. And some people opt for no screens.
Yeah.
They must have central air.
Well, in the wintertime, the older folks, I've noticed, old habits, take the screens out. They like a brighter house in the winter because of the type of
lack of sunlight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the screens actually do darken the house a little bit.
Well, for 2 weeks in a row, we had a fabulous discussion with you, and we thank you for your time and your expertise. Pat Kelly, professional window installer since 1989. Thank you for joining us and being with us.
You're welcome, and it was great being here.
All right. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a two-family home located at 1349 Cornell Street in Scranton. It's on a huge corner lot of 90 by 125. It has two-bedroom apartments, three finished rooms, and a half bath in the basement. It has very nice original woodwork, hardwood floors, tile baths, and low taxes. The price is $65,000, and that reflects the boiler not working. So if you're looking for a two-family in Scranton, give us a call about 1349 Cornell Street, a two-unit building for only $65,000.
And that property, it's on the corner lot, has that extra lot on the side. It's a fabulous lot size. My tip today is add crown molding to your home. Crown molding is one of the most beautiful architectural elements that everyone seems to desire in their own home. And it is easy to install yourself. Didn't you do that?
Some are easier than others. It's easy when the walls are straight. When the walls are crooked, it's very difficult.
If your home doesn't have character, this is a way to fake it. There are many pre-made crown molding options you can purchase. Why not pick out your favorite color and get to work? Your architectural ceilings await. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for the show, send it to questions@jready.com. That's questions@JRUDDY.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going online to jruddy.com, JRUDDY.com, where you can also listen to all our archive radio shows. Don't forget to friend us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.